there is no shame in just telling a lie anymore. It used to be that you would at least try to hide the fact that you weren't truthful. It took a couple decades for us to find out all the untruths about Vietnam, but the untruths about Iraq are showing up, in some cases, even before the administration has finished uttering them. But there's no shame here. I guess the idea is that the end justifies the means, and that it's okay to do evil if the person you're doing it to is evil. But I was always taught that you reap what you sow, and that trees are known by their fruit. And I guess I'm living in an America where people think that what a tree is depends on what sign someone's hung on it. And if it says that it's a fig tree, it's a fig tree. It doesn't matter if lemons are what's growing on it or just thorns. But maybe we should just ask both parties, Democrat and Republican, to explain it to us. And ask Mr. Bush to explain how it is that the only weapons of mass destruction involved in Iraq are the ones that we own. My name is Alfred Ingram.